As I said to you, we're going to have an interview today on the subject of men's shed. So I'd like to welcome to our beautiful studio here, Mr. Hugh Flanagan, Community Officer for Dublin City Council. How are you doing, Hugh? Are you well?
Good morning, Liam. Very well. Looking forward to this. It's great to get an opportunity to let people know out there what's going on in relation to the men's sheds.
Brilliant, fantastic, Hugh. And also I'd like to welcome Brendan Minnick here from Donnymead Men's Shed, and he's also a community activist. Hello, Brendan, how are you?
Good morning, Liam. Thank you very much for having us on board the good ship today. We'll do our best, both myself and Hugh, and I'm sure your good self too, to entertain and regale the customers out there.
Wonderful, wonderful. What a nice introduction to yourself there, Brendan. Thank you very much. So, firstly, Hugh, can you tell us a little bit about the background of yourself before we get into the subject of men's shed?
Yeah, well, it goes back a long way to the late 70s for me. I got involved with my local GA club, St. Finbar's GA Club, Cabra West. And by the time I was 16, I was managing my first team. Cool. And we got involved with the community through different activities, the local summer project, the local community week, the anything that was really going, that we and we had the time we just assisted with. We opened actually a drop-in centre for unemployed people in the 80s, and that used to be open for 12 hours a day. We had lots of volunteers, so
great.
We've a lot of experience. I think the biggest event that we had was the Cabra Arts Festival, and that went for a week, and we had our judge for our song contest was Pete St. John.
All right.
And our concert was the one and only The Chieftains.
Oh, brilliant. Wow, what a band.
So that's the background that I come from, and a lot of other organisations in between.
So it's a community base. You're constantly helping the community, trying
absolutely
to find out what they need.
So this line of work actually, you know, just falls into...
With Dublin City Council, like, yeah.
Very
yeah,
well, yeah.
Yeah, right, you okay. Know, so you get to find out what's on the ground level, say, for instance, on the north side of Dublin, and where help is needed or where structure is needed.
Absolutely. Our job is to assist local people to help and create and to develop the local areas. We could be involved with a lot of community groups. It could be the senior citizens groups. It could be your summer project. Deadly. It could be an environmental group, mm-hmm, youth groups. The list is actually endless.
Brilliant.
But a couple of years ago then, we were asked to actually find out in relation to men's sheds.
Okay, all right. So. And then we come to the men's shed, which we'll come back to now in a second. Yeah. I just want to introduce Brendan here. Hello, Brendan. How are you?
Hi, Liam. How are you? I'm good.
Fantastic.
I would always have had a kind of an involvement with voluntary work back over the years. Mm-hmm. In my time, I would have been involved with the Vincent de Paul. I was in the Vincent de Paul in Edenmore for a couple of years. And in my own parish, which is Airfield, okay, I was on the pastoral council there, chaired it for a few years, and then moved up to the higher echelon of finance. And I'm currently the chairman of the finance committee in Airfield. In addition to that, I was for a while, I did classify myself as a sort of a thespian, because I was involved with the Cameron Musical and Dramatic
very
Society.
Very nice, very nice.
Where the constant drink I was drinking that time over in the Concord was shocked sauce, 7-Up, because I hadn't moved on to the stronger
thing. Good man, good man.
But I did, to be fair to myself, when we went up to Belfast one year to do a show, I started out on my drinking career, and the rest is history.
Lord.
But may Lord be praised.
you're a perfectionist now on that role, though.
Oh, yes. Thanks for reminding
me. It doesn't
me
take long, does it? It doesn't take long.
But just to kind of encapsulate the fact that I've been involved with everything, for you name it, I've been involved with. So when the men's shed appeared on the horizon, I would have gone along initially curiously agog as to see what was going to come down, because I've always felt there's been a gap in the market for men to kind of find their niche.
And so, what a fantastic way to bring us into the conversation, Brendan. As basically, as I was talking to a few friends earlier, the place to put the world to rights for men was always the pub.
Yes.
And therefore, within the pub, you get an awful lot of mischief that goes on and shenanigans, and sometimes the men get into trouble.
Exactly.
So coming up with an idea like Men's Shed, from my own idea, from my own like preference towards it, I think it's a fantastic idea, because it's a place for men to be comfortable with each other.
Absolutely.
I'd imagine. Yeah. And also tell the wife it's okay. You're not going to get into trouble, you know.
Liam, it's very important too that, like it was told to me many years ago, that the public house was always the poor man's university.
Absolutely.
Because if you walk into a pub, you sit beside someone, they know everything.
Oh, absolutely.
They
know everything about everything.
From a needle to an anchor, and you get all the best advice there, let me tell you.
Indeed, indeed. So, okay, boys, let's have a little chat about men's shed. Now, first of all, we'll put this question to Brendan first, then I'll come back to you, Hugh, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what is men's shed?
What is men's shed? What is it all about?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a dedicated, friendly and welcoming meeting place where men can come together and undertake a variety of mutually agreed activities.
Mm-hmm.
That's the beauty of it, really, because it's a place where you can kind of share your skills, hone your skills even further, and learn through the social skills that fast become developed there to integrate and communicate it with fellas, you know, of similar ilk, with fellas who are completely, totally different than you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a kind of, as I said to you earlier, Liam, it's been a niche in the market for so many years. I personally think it's one of the best things that's ever happened.
Great.
The male movement, for want of a better word.
Absolutely.
In Ireland,
yeah.
Because they now have a place to come together, to share things, to listen to new information, to go on shared outings. And, you know, in other words, they're able to reach out to different things through the interconnection with their fellow males. And
so,
the other thing that has always struck me about the men's shed is that some people, when they come into it, they're at a bad place. They don't have the social skills, they don't have any self-confidence, and they're just lying around waiting for the fateful day when they're called up to the pearly gates.
Okay. All
so
right.
This is this
it
is
can a be a refuge.
It is. It's
men.
I don't mean that every dropout in the business comes into the men's shed, but we're able to attract people who kind of benefit the whole movement as well by their skill set. And I've seen fellas in there, and they mightn't talk much. You could say for 3 months or something.
Okay.
But they gradually become attracted to the camaraderie,
yeah,
and the sense of fun.
Very good.
That's there in the men's shed.
Very
and
good.
Remember, Liam, you have to remember this, and talk to Joe as well. You have to remember this. We're only warming the seats for you guys.
Indeed. Well, very good. Very good. Now, from a novice point of view, when I heard of men's shed, first of all, I thought, you know, there's a load of men sitting around the shed making stuff. Can you elaborate a little bit on that for me, Hugh?
Yeah,
you know,
well,
because what comes to mind is a men with hammers and chisels, yeah, you know, making wooden horses. But if you can elaborate a little bit on what happened.
That's a very interesting point, because that's the perception everybody has of a
absolutely
men's shed.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, within a lot of the men's sheds, they are actually in rooms that are actually renting, or somebody has given them the use of the room.
Mm-hmm.
So from a health and safety point of view, there isn't actually any workshops as such.
Okay.
So we have to improvise. Mm-hmm. The ideal scenario is for a particular workshop which would cater for all the men's sheds, the likes of a workshop in the allotments in the likes of Balmain, where it's specifically a workshop where the lads could all get together and we could be open 5-6 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
That's the ideal scenario, but
yeah,
unfortunately, there's not much availability with premises. There may be somebody out there that may have a premises,
mm-hmm,
that's being left to rack and ruin, and the lads will be willing to take it on the caretaker.
You hear that there now, folks. If there is anyone with a shed that is not in use, and you wouldn't mind a few lads hanging around, doing a bit of work and having a bit of chat, then please let us know on the show here. The number is 087-69-44-500. So, in the men's shed, if somebody decides that they want to get involved in men's shed, can we just elaborate a little bit on the information behind that, and how someone could get involved, and how somebody could join, how somebody could find out more?
Yeah, well, normally, like, basically what we have now in the north central area here, we have 9 sheds.
Okay.
Okay, so the shed started up 4 years ago, my line manager, Kieran Mahoney, and myself, around the same time, were approached by people in two different communities. Mm-hmm. One in Priorswood, and I was walking through Dunamead Park. One of the lads said, "Do you know anything about Menshed?" Mm-hmm. I said, "Not really, but we'll go and check it out."
Okay.
So we said, "Oh, we'd love to have a Mensheds," and we approached then St. Kevin's School, where Target are, Target, the adult education crew that are in Dunamead.
Okay.
They welcomed us with open arms. Brilliant. And as they say, the rest was history. But also, we had opened the one in Porswood first, just to see how that was running, and the Dunamead one actually opened on the 20th of November.
Yeah.
Okay. 2014 on International Men's Day.
A famous day in history.
Absolutely. Fantastic, fantastic. And if somebody wants to join Menshed, is there a particular number or website or something that they could...
With the Mensheds organisation, there's a directory of Mensheds. So if you wanted to go on to Irish Mensheds, IrishMensheds.ie, and you get a list of all the Mensheds that are in the area.
Okay, so IrishMensheds.ie, if anybody out there is listening in and wants to get involved whilst we're talking on the show. So let me see, why do you think Mensheds work?
Well, I think they, because I would have been on the very first Mensheds in Dunamead.
Okay,
we would have been
actually
the second altogether in the Dublin North Central, wouldn't we?
Would have been.
So we were second up, and I can remember the day we started up, and there was about 30 or 30 plus at the meeting, and Hugh very kindly set out the parameters, the features of the Men's Shed scheme, so to speak, and would have been quite a lot of us deeply impressed by the presentation. It was almost like we were waiting for this to happen, something new and exciting to engage our interests and engage our services. Mm-hmm. So we came back then the following week, and in the same venue. And at this point, I think it's important for me to acknowledge the huge contribution made by Hugh Flanagan here on behalf of Dublin City Council. He literally drove it.
Brilliant.
He was like Missala and the Chariot in Ben-Hur.
Very
drove
good.
It magnificently. And
I have a picture now, Hugh. I have a picture.
And we also were blessed to have someone as warm and as caring and as equally committed as Trish in the Target. So between the two of them, they managed to whip us into shape.
Very good.
And
very
before
good.
We knew it then...
There's always a woman behind a lot of good men, isn't there really?
Yeah. Don't be saying that too much.
So we for quite a while were relying on the expertise of Hugh in particular to set out particular activities. You talked a while ago there to Hugh about carpentry facilities and all that sort of thing. But you see, that time we were able to go on outings, invite special people in to talk to us about different items of interest, particularly to us. We had people in from the banks. We had people in from Citizens Information. We even, would you believe it, Liam, we had a memory man in.
Fantastic.
I was just going to rewind your memory because it's interesting.
We could deal with that.
This guy was a cracker, really.
Brilliant.
So we had a chat with him, and we set it up for a particular Thursday. And that particular Thursday came along, and lo and behold, there was no sign of him. The memory man had forgotten.
Oh, very good, very good.
Now,
Benef,
but
very good.
I worked all my life in the courts. For instance, I brought some of the guys in. Hugh was involved in this too as well. I brought them in for a tour of the courts.
Very good.
I know the courts inside out, between district, circuit, central and high, and Supreme Court. I brought them across to Green Street, and even to this day, Hugh says it was one of his being in the the special place that Green Street is. Is mm-hmm. that right, Hugh?
Oh, absolutely.
Very good.
So that. But then we went to Baldonnell one day, mm-hmm. which was a fabulous day. We've gone places even my boyhood dreams would never have anticipated.
That's fantastic.
So that's to put
so
down.
So it affects men on a community basis.
Of
where
course.
You get them to interact with the community and the environment around them.
Now,
would you
in
say?
Saying that, we had a super guy in talking to us about genealogy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of as a result of that many of us kind of acquired and developed an interest to follow the family tree,
okay,
or the
very
family
good.
Trail. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So everywhere along the way, it was like a little step along. So you went here. One week we were at home entertaining some guest speaker. The next week we were out and about. Touring about and talking and feeling the almost childish enthusiasm for the project. So that's what it's meant.
Fantastic. Mm. So I'd say there's a certain kinship, you know.
There is.
A brotherhood. Almost.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
So many outdoor trips we went on were fantastic.
Spellbinding.
I mean, just to name a few, we went to Butler's Chocolate Factory.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Day trips to Kilmaine and Jail, mm-hmm. Collins's Barracks. We had a musical tour of Richmond Barracks.
Yes.
For International Men's Day.
Lovely.
In 2017.
Mm-hmm.
So from the north central area, we had over 110
that
men
was
made
great.
Away wow. there. So it was great. Quite
that's
and
great.
And to be sitting in the classroom, people with 100 people singing Hallelujah, Pucker William.
Yes.
You know, like they were back in school. Like
brilliant.
You know,
brilliant. Well, that's
it was a fantastic day, you know.
And if you could pardon mm-hmm. the pun, mm-hmm. most of us guys now are in a position that we've truly begun to shed our inhibitions.
Very good. Very good. I like the pun. I like the pun.
Yeah. And also, like some of the men said, like, I mean, they've done things like, you know, healthy eating
mm-hmm.
classes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had somebody in from the HSE, healthy eating, because some of them, my experience with senior sits, mm-hmm. as I was a housing officer for the elder, like, mm-hmm. some of them can have very bad diets.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
You know, or the lads could go for a pint on the way home, they'll get a bag of chips and that'll do them.
Well, men are very, very guilty of not looking after themselves.
6 weeks,
that's
of course, it was brilliant.
It was one of the
very
most
good.
Enjoyable days that they actually had. You
I
know?
Never ate as well over 6 weeks.
Oh, well, boys.
Go ahead.
No,
you know, the lads also, it's important that even though we have over 200 men mm-hmm. meeting on a weekly basis with the 9 sheds that we already have,
mm-hmm.
some of the men actually meet on days outside of the men's shed.
Great.
So let's say,
so there's
for
a good,
instance,
good friendships being built. Yeah.
Our 10 men's shed meet on a Tuesday
mm-hmm.
for a walk, but their actually club day is on a Thursday.
Oh, very good.
Merino men shed meet on a Wednesday in the shed, mm-hmm. but the lads meet up on a Monday.
Brilliant.
And this is replicated with the other men shed. Some of them are out playing.
Airfields are the same.
Airfield, you could meet them out
Tuesday,
playing.
And then there could be bowling on Thursday.
Pitch and puck.
Great.
Or you know, so there's putting. So even though there's 200 officially
mm-hmm.
meeting, but it's actually you know, there's 300 or 400 really.
It's brilliant. You know? It really is good. It's really, really hopeful as well.
Absolutely.
I feel
absolutely.
that like it's a place for men to not, as I said, and I will repeat about going to the pub. They're actually meeting and social events and doing socially things like walking and health.
And
stuff.
As you asked the question there earlier, why do men shed work? I mean, mm-hmm. one of the reasons that they do work is not name of the shed activity. You know, it provides the freedom for men to talk about what they want.
Well, I was about to get to that one, actually. You know, we're on health.
In relation mm-hmm. to mental health,
exactly.
well-being.
Exactly.
And, you know, all the shadows are active and equal.
Well,
it's important to remember that they're not students, they're not patients, they're not clients, they're not customers.
Yeah,
it's a shed run by the men.
It's a comfortable, free environment, I'd imagine.
They have the ownership of the shed, it's their shed.
Well, that being said, you know, men, we all find it a bit difficult being Irish men, but also being men in general, we find it difficult to speak about our feelings, and that's one bad entrapment from our own mind to experience. So can you elaborate a little bit on, you know, how people with anxiety or depression or OCD, anger, insomnia, nervousness, people who can't barely get out of the door,
well,
you know,
Can I just say there, Liam, having been involved with the men's shed for quite a considerable period of time, but I'm also on a personal level involved with an organisation called Recovery Self-Help Method Ireland. Okay. It's an organisation that helps people deal with mental health issues. Okay. And already we've made a presentation to the men's shed in Donegal. We had an invite to go down and speak to the men's shed down in Bruff. In Limerick.
All right.
And it was a great crack.
Very good.
And they were all hanging on to every word we said, all 13 or 14 of them. But we've made a kind of a commitment now to go back there and talk to them about the whole program of recovery, because basically it's a program that helps people, you know, change their thoughts and move their muscles. It's based on CBT.
Okay.
It's really an excellent program, and we hope as a way going forward to become more actively involved in the men's shed organisation, because there's no doubt about it, there are loads of mental health issues out there, and there are loads of people coming in, men coming into it, who would benefit from some sort of a programme like that, which is based on self-help.
Absolutely, yeah.
So I'll talk to you later about that.
Oh, definitely. We will have you on at a later date, Brendan, to discuss that in full. Absolutely, because I think it's a fantastic idea.
Back to Hugh, I mean, even Hugh in his early days with us was pointing out to us the benefits of men's shed actually in addressing some mental health issues. There was kind of some statistics quoted which kind of less supported the theory and the notion that men's marriages were improving because of their involvement with men's shed.
I could imagine so, yeah.
Yeah, can I actually come in on that? It's very interesting, because there was a survey done by a Dr. Lucy A. Character in Dundalk Institute, and it's interesting what some of the findings were. With the men's sheds, 100% of the men reported enjoying the social aspect of the men's shed. 91% reported an improved well-being, and 83% alone said the shed was an important source of men's health information. I mean, if you want stats, there's the stats.
You can't get them better than that.
Absolutely. No, it's fantastic. It really is, gentlemen. The fact that men can go to a place where they're comfortable and you know, without,
and they're not threatened.
Actually not threatened, and they're not asked to speak about their feelings, which is a very touchy subject, as we know, with men. But they're help promote that side of themselves, and obviously it would help across the board.
Absolutely.
I mean, to have a lot of men in the one room putting the world to rights, obviously something could be achieved from that, and there's a lot of power in that, I'd imagine.
Yeah, it's kind of something, as I've said earlier, that fulfills a gap in the market that was there for years and years. I think what's occurring also with the men's shed is that guys are coming forward more self-assured. They're becoming more confident in their own ability to communicate and to relate. And they're identifying areas that, you know, was a problem for them maybe in the past, but they're kind of looking at them now as no-go areas, because they're able to expand their social skills. That's the biggest thing of all, in many ways. Their social skills, and definitely, you know, most guys now in the men's shed are more than able communicators. And
very
like that's the thing that's probably held so many people back for years, particularly men, this kind of stiff upper lip.
Exactly.
A kind of attitude, which is something we would have inherited from the Brits, I feel myself, but we're beginning to break it down. Another
absolutely.
Well,
absolutely. There's a whole other show in that, Brendan.
Yeah.
There's a whole other show.
I won't go there.
Now, I am going to have to leave us on that subject, boys, because to pop in some ads, and it's been absolutely fantastic.
Can I just finish?
You certainly can, Hugh. You certainly can.
The men's shed organisation, over 400 men's sheds. It's one of the fastest growing organisations in the country, and it's rightly so that they were presented recently with a European Citizens Award.
Wow.
And that the name, the nominee came from actually Sean Kelly, the Kerry MEP, who was also president of the GAA. So that is a fantastic fit and tribute.
What an honour.
Sean O'Callaghan.
The, the Irish Men's organisation. They do fantastic work. They're there to support anyone. So as I say, if anyone wants to contact them, I think it's worth repeating.
Absolutely, please do.
www.menshed.ie, and you'll be welcome there. We're open arms.
Absolutely.
So can I just mention two things?
Yes, indeed, Brendan,
small. I won't take that long.
No problem.
Can I again ask you to kind of, or can I really enunciate the great contribution of Hugh on behalf of Dublin City
Fantastic.
Council?
Fantastic. Yes, indeed.
They've been terrific drivers, and without it, really, we would be struggling a little more. And can I ask you to please remember the Colestor Recovery Group that I go to every Tuesday night? Avis and her merry band will be delighted to hear we weren't forgotten.
Well done, Brendan. Well done. Thank you so much, Brendan and Hugh from Menshed.
Yeah.
It's been fantastic.
Liam, thanks very much. It's been a pleasure to be here, and it's been an honour to be here on behalf of the lads, and hopefully we will hook up with you with other stories in other ways.
We will certainly have
you
back
on
the show.
Thank you again, Liam. Mm-hmm. You're a man of principle, you're a man of words, and you're a man of dignity.
Very good. Thank you, sir. Thank you.